Okay, we're back. Awesome. I'll actually post notes about this on the Facebook page as well. So we were at layer 5, the etheric template. This is the layer that has to do with your higher consciousness.
Is that the same as your higher self?
Yeah, it's similar to your higher self. So it's that part of you. It's not the same as your mental consciousness. It has to do with your, also with your higher consciousness, also spiritual communication. So connecting with the other side. Layer 6, the celestial body, has to do with your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind. And then layer 7, the catheric or causal. It looks like there's a letter missing. C-A-U-S-A-L, causal. Causal. Causal body. That's your connection with the divine. Imagine that there's a connection between you and the creator. That connection is through that outer layer of your aura. And that outer layer of your aura is often this beautiful gold color. Okay. So today, our goal is to just simply acknowledge that there are these 7 layers, to have an understanding that the 3 layers closest to your body are the ones that are affecting your that are most directly affecting your physical life, living in a human body, because you've got your physical layer and then your emotional layer and then your mental layer. So that's really connected with your humanity, your human experience. And then you have the astral body that is the layer in between. And then you have the 3 outer layers, which really have to do with your spiritual essence. So just having that acknowledgement, I would really love for you to at least memorize the first 3 layers and to know, okay, so pop quiz, what's the layer that's closest to your body? This is easy.
Physical.
The one that comes after that?
Emotional.
And 3rd one? Mental. Right. So if you at least get those, that would be great. And then when you're doing Reiki on yourself or another person, knowing that you can do Reiki not just on the physical body, but you can actually do Reiki out in their aura and in your aura. And at this level, we'll be focusing on just filling the whole aura with healing energy. In some of the more advanced classes, we might work on sending healing into a certain area. And also in the advanced classes, I know for sure that we will work on finding areas of damage and repairing areas of damage in the aura. But for now, it's sufficient to understand that while we have this beautiful, amazing aura around us, we can also have areas of damage. And damage can show up as tears, holes, rips, cuts, also parts that are swollen. So any area that doesn't look how it usually should. Now, there are things like traumas, like emotional traumas, and also physical traumas, like an accident, like a car accident or a major injury. Those can all have an effect. In fact, they most usually do have an effect on the aura. So the physical body might have an injury, but the aura also will have an area. If someone, here's an example, and not everyone talks about this because it's a little bit taboo, but this is something that I have seen as a healer, and I'm a clairvoyant too. So here's something that can happen to the aura. If there is use of, I was trying to think of what phrase I want to use. If there's use of mind-altering substances, especially used regularly. Now, you know what I mean by mind-altering substances. It could be alcohol, like using it to the point of getting drunk. And I'm not making a moral judgment here, so don't, if you do any of these things, I'm just saying what I see as a clairvoyant. So, or if someone is using mind-altering drugs or, you know, legal or illegal, whatever, if they're using it to the point of altering their mind, like not being in their full mental capacity, you know, what that does is it actually creates either tears or rips or weak areas in the aura. So let's say this area over here right by my head, let's say that area becomes weaker. So the energy is strong and bright all around here, but there's this area that becomes weaker. It could be any area becomes weaker. And so that light, so to speak, is dim, or there's a cut or a fissure, and that makes it really easy for negative energies, negative entities, or other people who like to suck energy to plug in and either send us negative energy and or suck our life energy. Usually it's both. So that's something to be really aware of in using substances, because it actually does create damage in the aura and makes you more susceptible. So again, that's not any kind of moral opinion. It's just, it's part of protecting yourself energetically. So just being aware of what's happening and making your choices accordingly to that. So when we work today on our hands-on exercises, I won't be asking you to identify any areas of tears or fissures or damage. Again, that'll be for a more advanced class. But for today, you'll be asked to try to feel the different layers, and then also just generally sending Reiki to fill up the whole field, which also has a healing effect, even if you're not working on specific damaged areas. Sending Reiki to the whole field is going to send healing energy throughout. So there's one more sheet that we're going to look at before we do. Where is it? Okay. So working with the aura, I wasn't sure if I was going to include this or not, but it's important. Here's a list of some different colors and what they might mean. And I say might mean because there are multiple interpretations. So sometimes when people are working with their partner, like you will be today, you might see a flash of color. Or you might get a feeling about a color, or you might get a knowing about a color. Like, it just feels like red to me, even if you don't visually see red. So you might get some kind of information about a color when you're working in someone's aura. And if you do, here are some general definitions of what they mean. Now, like I said, this is not a complete list, right? There's more colors than just this, and there are more meanings than just this. But here's something that's not on the sheet. If you happen to see a color in someone's aura, and it's a bright color, and it's nice and clear and bright, then usually that's a good indication. If the color is like kind of dingy, dirty, dark, mucky looking, then usually that's an indication that something is out of balance and that something needs to be cleared. For example, the first color on the list is red. If you see red in someone's field, that can be good or it can be bad. It depends on it's up for interpretation. So that could, if the person has a lot of red, it could mean that they're a very strong person, or that they're very vital. They like to exercise a lot. Or it could mean that they have a strong sexuality. When they are really stressed out or angry, that red is going to be a dark, it's going to be a dark red. I haven't done this in a few years, but I used to go and get my aura photographed every year when I went to the local metaphysical fair. And every year it would be either green, which is, you'll see, peaceful, healing, compassion. Now, the deceitful and jealous would be if it's like a dark, mucky kind of green, right? So my color, mine would usually be like a clear, bright green, or it would be yellow and orange and red, like mixed together. Like I would be full of creative ideas that day and I was getting things done. So there was all this like optimistic, happy, intellectual, ambitious, because I was creating ideas and strength. So it would be one or the other. But this one year I went and had my aura photographed and I was going through one of the most stressful times in my life. I mean, I was about ready to just like have a total breakdown. Everything was falling, or it looked like it was falling apart. You know, it never is. But it was a really, really intensely stressful time. So the lady took a look at the picture after she took it. And she said, are you having a lot of stress right now? Because the picture was all dark red. And I wasn't angry. It wasn't like a hateful anger. It was like extreme stress. Extreme stress. It was all dark red. So the colors are really up for interpretation, because if she had said, are you really feeling anger and hate towards someone right now? I would have said no. So it wasn't anger and hate, it was stress. So when you see different colors, try not to assume that it's one thing, because it could be any number of things. So sometimes asking the person questions can help you to understand what colors that you're seeing. So I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I will touch on a couple things. Sometimes people, here's one thing. Sometimes people think that black is a bad color, and they don't have anything positive listed on this list. So I'm going to have you add something to both black and brown. Because actually, they don't have very much good to say about black or brown, do they? Both of these colors can mean grounded, that the person is grounded. If they have, I sometimes will see like a nice, pretty, earthy brown. Brown, a nice, like dirt, clean dirt, you know, like in the garden. That they're grounded. That color is helping them ground. And black can also be a grounding color. I've seen it as kind of like a shiny, bright black. When I see it, like onyx, right? Like this onyx that I'm wearing, yeah. So, and then black can also be, black and gray, both, can be depression. When I see black, gosh, if I had made this handout, I would have left off imminent death on black. I mean, that sounds so scary. I've seen black in a lot of people's auras, and I knew that they were not going to die the next day. It's usually like that color was there to help them ground. So don't be afraid if you happen to see black. That's kind of scary on there.
Maybe they're saying if it's everything, the whole aura is black.
Yeah, if the whole aura is looking really black or gray and lacking color, then that definitely can mean that that person is preparing to leave their physical body. So again, so that's up for interpretation, right? So like if the whole aura is showing a color, that's going to be, might indicate something different rather than some areas, splotches of it, right? And then white, what I would add to white on here is it can also mean new energies coming in. So when I see white, oftentimes that means not necessarily perfect balance, but that they have a lot of new things coming in. So if someone's starting a business, starting some new endeavor. And I would also add one final thing, and that's with yellow. Sometimes if I see like a clear yellow, like a clear, bright yellow, that is cleansing. Cleansing. So you can also look up online and see, you'll probably see more colors and also additional meanings to these. So again, I thought about not including this today because really today, you'll be successful if you're able to see the first layer, the etheric body, which for most people looks like kind of gray because you're seeing it in black and white. Most people will be able to see, I don't know if it'll be most people, some people, if you're able to see the aura in our aura gazing activity today, it will look black and white. So it doesn't mean that you're seeing, so you're not going to be applying the meanings for gray, black, and white. It's just that you're not seeing in color yet.
Why?
Because you haven't developed that yet. And some people will develop that and some people won't. Not everyone is clairvoyant. But most people can at least eventually get to the point where they can see, it's almost like a shadow or an after image on the outside of the body, that which is their physical layer of their aura, their etheric layer, etheric body. But if you happen to get any impressions of colors, this is what they mean. Okay? On your handout. All right. Any questions? Any other questions? So we are going to do an activity. I'll go ahead and explain it first, and then we'll break into partners. So for this next activity, we are going to, with your partner, one of you will be just sitting there and the other person will be gazing at you. So I'm going to use you as an example just to explain. So let's say I'm the one who's doing the gazing. So I'm going to try to find a place for us to sit where there's a plain background. So we can do some shifting to our space here. So there's actually some white curtains in the healing room that one pair can use. There's that door right there, and then there's that wall over there, so which is a tan color. So tan or white background are actually really, really good. And if there's anyone who doesn't want to work with a partner, I have the bathroom is actually good. I practiced this in the bathroom because the wall behind or the door is white. So it's great if you have a white or a neutral background. So once you find your spot, the person who's being looked at will sit in front of that blank background. And the person who's doing the gazing would sit couple of feet away and look at her. And the key is that you're going to soften your gaze. So it takes some practice. Let me explain a little bit more. So what you'll do, instead of focusing your eyes really hard like this, like I'm looking, I'm trying to see it, you actually let your physical eyes relax. Your eyelids might even close slightly. And you also let your vision relax so that you're not focusing on anything in particular. You actually let your eyes go out of focus, like you're just zoning out. So you know what you do when you zone out, you're not really looking at anything. And you're going to bring your awareness to the area above the person's head and around here. So I'm pointing to above and around my head. Like in the paintings of the saints and of Jesus and some of the other holy figures, they actually show them having a halo, like a light around their head. That's actually the top part of their aura, or that's the head section of part of their aura. So you'll be looking at the head. If you want to, you can look at another part of the body, but usually the head is the easiest. And you'll be looking above or to the side of their head. And eventually you might see a little bit of glow of light, or you might see a layer that looks kind of like a shadow of like a gray layer around, like maybe even just a half an inch or an inch or more around their body. So it's different for everyone, and you'll actually have 5 minutes for each person to try. Now, if you try too hard, then it usually doesn't work, like if you're overthinking it. So if you're not successful with it today, don't worry about it. You know the tools for practicing it, and you'll probably get that. You'll probably be able to develop the skill very soon if you don't get it today. So let me think if there's anything else to explain. So don't try too hard and just relax and have fun with it. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, I'm going to turn the recording off, and then I'm going to help everyone find a place. And then also after we do these, we have a couple of quick activities that we're doing. And then after that, we're going to take a 15-minute break. But if you can't wait, hit the bathroom real quick. All right, I could turn off the recording.